Güey, no sé qué pasó la semana pasada, pero our audio was all sort of screwed up. No sé qué pasó. I literally just checked right now and the which is our theme song is on there. I just didn't know what happened. Like, I just didn't know why it wouldn't upload. But guess what? Ya está. Así que vuélvanlo a escuchar para que también tengamos más pinches plays. Y ya está disponible ahí para que lo escuchen. ¿Va? ¿Y tú cómo estás, Judy?
I'm tired. I just cleaned the whole house.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
It's my Fridays. My Fridays are my...
It's everybody's Fridays.
Well, yes, but I don't have work Friday, so I get to fucking catch up on everything from the week.
Okay. So go on, talk.
I don't know what to talk about today.
Dude, we're already episode 4 or 5 and you're already out of ideas?
Because I'm busy, Luis. Okay.
Well, I just got back from Vegas. I went to Vegas with Fernando and his family. We were able to spend some time with the in-laws, and that was interesting because in-laws are just so interesting. That whole vibe, or not the vibe, how should I say, the interaction and how everybody grows is just so different. So we went with Fernando's 90-something-year-old grandmother, who is obviously older. It's more difficult for her to move around, and it just, everything takes 10 times longer than it should be. Y para los que no saben, yo soy muy pinche desesperado. So this whole week in Vegas, almost the whole week, because we left on Monday, came back Thursday, was almost like my life moved in slow motion. Everything was so slow, from like getting out, in and out of the car, to going to a restaurant. It was just, it made me realize that we move so fucking quick. Like, it was amazing to see Fernando's 90-something-year-old grandmother just be happy with seeing the people in front of her. Like, what I would consider, and maybe a lot of us would consider the stupidest thing, was just amazing to her. And it made me realize that, yeah, we move at a fucking, you know, roller coaster speed, and we take for granted all these little things. And I met for the first time his aunt, o sea, la mamá de su mamá, que también se llama Marta, pero esta no es una pinche boa. So it was interesting to see the dynamic between them and and the mom.
How was their dynamic?
It was good. Their dynamic was great. This aunt lives in Spain. She's been in Spain for 15 years. She migrated out there. So she shared a little bit of her story and why she went out to España. She lives in Madrid. And it's interesting because obviamente llegó ahí con visa de turista, pero se quedó. So she was there as, you know, undocumented for a while. But the experiences that they had as undocumented people in Spain were completely different from the experiences that perhaps Latinos face as undocumented people here in the United States. Aside from that, obviamente está un poquito blanquita, entonces pues she can definitely pass as a Spanish person until she speaks, because then she has a Colombian accent. So that was interesting, and I can't help but to think, and maybe we should bring Fernando into a podcast episode soon, pero there were certain things that they did that I was just like, güey, qué pedo. And I've never had that experience because I've never met anybody from Fernando's family before.
Like what? Like awkwardness?
Like awkwardness, you know, Fernando's very like, de beso, de abrazo. I'm not. Yo soy muy seco para esas cosas. And I don't know. Like, the conversations were interesting, but they were very superficial, and I don't know. I wasn't expecting.
Superficial, like.
Yeah, o sea, por encimita. They were just very like, oh, how's the weather, kind of thing. Like, you know, when we met, or when we meet up with my grandmother in Mexico.
Yes.
Like, they're just like, we have no fucking in-depth conversations because no se prestan.
Yeah.
So, it was very much that. So, it was, I don't know. It was interesting to say the least. But while we were in Las Vegas, actually, my video from TurboTax came out, and I was like, what the fuck? Wey, para empezar, ese día que fui a grabar este video para TurboTax, I was going through a cold. and it wasn't COVID because they tested me for COVID. And me veo todo constipado. Una, dos, hago unas pinches caras.
I mean, you always do those caras.
Sí, güey, pero cuando estoy grabando videos, no las hago. Güey,
yes,
ver mis videos a comparación de what they posted, and I was just like, what the fuck? And then the way they edit the video, it was funny because it said, the video said something about, I was sharing my story and my DIY stories, right? My DIY, and I was saying how I never posted any of the DIYs or anything that I would do onto my social media accounts because I wasn't out of the closet back then. That's exactly what I said. I wasn't out of the closet back then. And they failed to add that part into my conversation. So you just hear, I wasn't out of the closet. And then I start reading the comments and I'm like, oh my God, I think I have the worst comments on like the series because everybody's like, wait, people didn't know you were out of the closet dressed like that?
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, because you never follow my shit.
No,
because you're
did.
Just whatever.
I
so anyways, and then there were comments like, maybe you should learn how to use color because obviamente uso muchísimo color and you all know that I don't follow any rules or anything. So of course I'm going to mix and match colors. Like I'm not going to be like, oh, this is a color palette that I'm going to be using for this. No, fuck that. I use the chile mole pozole. And so I was going through those comments on our way back and I was like, holy shit. Some of the comments were rough, especially because of like the me identifying as a queer person. And then people were like, well, of course it would feature somebody who's queer. We're all going to hell anyway. We're all gonna, the world is gonna end soon. Wait, but what I wanted to share about that was the experience was amazing from TurboTax. They were obviously great people. It's funny because when we recorded everything, every single person in there was white. And somebody actually made a comment that, I think this is what they said. They said something, if I can remember, something about they completely edit this piece wrong. It sounds like he's embarrassed of his queerness when I think he's probably proud of it. And so this is the importance of how...
Somebody said that out there?
Yeah.
While you were filming?
No. In the comments. Listen to what I'm saying. In the comments. I think this is why representation is important everywhere you go, right? Whether it be at a restaurant, at like workspace or whatever the case may be, because we don't have that many seats. We don't take up that many seats, I should say. And so most of the people, not most, I want to say that everybody who was there, the crew, the director, everybody was white. And I think there was maybe one or two people of color there, but they were the cameramen. They were not the ones deciding, okay, this is the take, this is how we're going to edit this piece or whatever the case may be. So being the fact that I'm queer and that I was so colorful and so on and so forth, they may have edits incorrectly, not because they wanted to, but because maybe though they cannot relate to my experience, right? And so that comment of that person who said, I think they edit this completely wrong because it sounds like he's not afraid, but embarrassed to be queer or whatever the case may have been. That's not the case, but he read it, he looked at it and he obviously saw that I am proud to be queer. And what I wanted to say in the TurboTax series, which is from hobby to side hustle. That's the name of the series, which you can find on YouTube. Please go on YouTube. The comments are great, but go to TikTok, go to TurboTax's TikTok and go to my part and you're going to see all these comments. And so I thought for a second, should I respond to some of these comments? But then I was like, you know what? No, porque no tiene caso, no me va a afectar en absoluto. I knew that this was going to happen. I knew that people were going to either comment in a positive way or going to comment on a bad way. But the fact of the matter is that they don't know my full story, right? They just see 6 minutes of the full edited episode.
So is that why you're in a bad mood? Because I don't know if y'all can hear this tension we have right now. But Luis woke up with the biggest attitude this morning, and it was, if you don't live with Luis, because obviously you don't, but
obviously for me.
But what I'm trying to say is,
Why don't you get your thoughts together?
You only see what you see because what he allows you to see. But this guy woke up with the shittiest mood. So is that why
I'm in a mood because we all share a driveway. And this is what happens when you live at home, right? We all share a driveway, and on our street, you need to have a permit to be able to park outside between like 2 and 6 in the morning. So if not, then you'll get a ticket. And so we get home. My brother has his vehicle here, which he doesn't live here. I don't know why the fuck he has his vehicle here. And it's a stick shift. So I don't know how to drive stick shift. I'm not able to move this fucking vehicle to move it forward. And there's a huge gap between where you park or the end of the driveway, I should say. So now all the vehicles are in. We get here at like 7:30 p.m., which is not even that night. Everybody typically goes to bed around 10 or past 10, but for whatever reason, nobody is out and about. Everybody's in their fucking room, which to me tells me, okay, they don't want to see us. Fine, whatever.
Oh my God, dramatic.
And then all of the vehicles are in the driveway, and I'm like, well, where the fuck do I park? Or are we all gonna collectively pay for a ticket if one of us stays outside? So I had to literally move the vehicles, which I crashed my brother's car with my dad's car because fucking I wanted it to park as close as possible, but that's neither here nor there.
I think this comes more from what maybe you might have felt, because Luis is a very not patient person, and I don't know maybe what happened over there. Maybe, yeah, he wasn't being patient enough. I don't know. But to fucking go about your little rant there, the reason why we were all in our rooms was because...
And then I asked Khalid, did somebody die? Did somebody
Yeah, actually somebody did die.
Well, so then you should have said that.
Maybe instead of you coming, texted me. Okay,
because Khalid, you FaceTimed me to figure out where I was. And I figured... Okay, you FaceTimed me, no. Para ver donde vengo, if I'm close or far or whatever. Maybe dejaron de comer, or maybe we bring food. I don't know. But you should have told me, hey, just FYI, everybody is in a... No entre en pinche jajajajajajo because there's a death.
Yeah, but no, maybe when you arrived, you should have been like, hey, how's it going? Because literally the first thing he texted was, did somebody die? Or like he just got here complaining, and I was
no
like,
"No one ever goes
because
to sleep
before we 10. Were like, I was tired. I genuinely was tired. It was a long week for me, and I fucking fell asleep. Aside from that, I had to go pick up Richie, so we were taking care of Richie because my sibling and his wife were celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and this guy comes in with like the biggest attitude, and I'm just like, I literally had woken up from a nap. And he's fucking like ranting, and I'm just like, dude, you just got here. Like, hi, you just got here. But mom and dad were like in the funk because there's this this barbacoa spot we go to. And we were gonna have that for dinner 2 days ago, or no, I think yesterday. And mom calls, you know, to make the order, and the owner, which is a grandmother of one of my mom's students. My mom's old students, answers the phone and basically says, my husband passed, the business has been closed ever since. So that kind of hit mom, because you know how mom is, she takes everything like... You know?
If mom could be invited to every funeral, she'd be there. She's like one of those ladies you hire for crying.
And so she took it bad, and also it's like, holy shit, because we have been going to this spot for a minute, and it's just, it's goes back to, like you said, there's things that go on that we don't know because we don't ask, or because we're not, you know, sure of. So this fucker comes in and is like, fucking, you guys don't leave room for me in the driveway, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, first of all, I was taking a nap, and then, like, you just get here and complain. And second of all, my parents are, like, you know, going through this, like, little funk porque le afectó a mi mamá. My dad was also kind of like, oh, shit, like, in shock. And we were taking care of Richie, and we had to make sure he was asleep by, like, 9. So
I which think, it wasn't because so, he's the only one that came out and said hi.
So I think the biggest thing is, and especially in our family duo, Luis, myself, and Rick have this character, and I'm gonna admit to it, where if one little thing nos pica, we fucking have, like, it affects us, right? It affects us because, and don't say no, or, you know, because, I don't want to say strong character, but we just, you know, it's just little things like that. And so I'm sure something happened, or Luis ya estaba hasta la madre, or he wanted to get home already, or whatever. So he gets home and takes it out on us, which easily he could have been like, hey, I arrived. Can you help me move the cars like you usually do? But instead, he fucking crashed my brother's car and moved all the cars and made a big ass fucking scene. And it's like, whatever it is that, you know, you were over it out there, that's not my pedo. Like, you don't, no. You don't need to come in here and be like,
why didn't you
why
tell
does nobody
me?
Want to fucking talk to us? Why is everybody being in their fucking rooms? It's like,
why,
dude, well,
why did
like,
you guys, why did you not text and be like, hey,
you
FYI.
Usually you ask.
No, I don't.
And literally, like, Lavle FaceTime because Richie wanted to talk to him, and he has his like fucking cara and is like, what? And I'm like, well, okay, I just want to know when you were coming. And he's like, well, we're in Victorville, okay, bye. So even then, it's like, whatever your situation is, your attitude like came from that phone call, and this is why Reese is upset. And now maybe the TurboTax situation and you're fucking like upset at us. It's like, well, okay, Luis, I don't know. Like,
no,
it's
first
not,
of all, that's
not,
that's not even a situation.
It's probably
not,
is because right
not.
Now se te están inflando los cachetes. And you're probably
TurboTax. TurboTax, which we've mentioned more than we needed to, is
it's not sponsored.
I know it's not sponsored. This part wasn't. It's not even that situation. It's the fact that you guys knew, like, that we were coming.
Actually,
and nobody failed. Yes, you knew you were.
Well, because
I was coming.
I had called you.
Exactly,
but then you picked
but
up
you
with
knew.
An attitude. So
you knew.
If you're gonna be
so you
a bitch,
no,
then
you should have just said. You should have just said, hey, by the way, mom and dad are in a funk porque se les murió su birria person, and we're all asleep. So please don't come in here with a big ass making ruckus, and that's fine. We would have been quiet.
But you still made ruckus because you still fucking.
Well, because
did
we didn't
a
know what the
shit.
Fuck we didn't know what the fuck
but,
was going on.
But also, like, I think that's one of the things that we as a family need to learn, and is how to
communicate better,
approach each other in a
how
way.
How to be?
No,
¿cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se dice este? Not conscious of others, be is the
mindful
of others.
But that's not the thing because sometimes
who,
you do
who
the
parked
same.
The, who parked all the cars
the
inside?
Same, sometimes you do the same thing.
We never
and
do
when
that.
You do that's another no. thing. When Luis, when we do something and it's not okay or he's having a bad day or and he's in a bad mood, it's fucking like that's it. He's done. He's gonna blow up and he's not gonna talk to you. And which it, in the morning he was like with his fucking cara and he didn't even like say good morning. And I was like, okay, well I'm not gonna fucking talk to you because I you don't think he's an addict. So then
yes, you fucking
no.
parked your car in the driveway,
Juli. Well, oh my god, Luis, like fuck.
You knew I was coming. You knew I was coming.
So anyways, I think one of the biggest things is that. We're pretty good at like communicating.
At fighting.
At communicating things with each other. However, we all have this like weird character that like literally if you know speak us or you say something. I feel like I'm more of the chiller one because if it's Luis and Ricardo or you know whatever be it, it's always me trying to be like, hey bro, calm down or hey, calm down. But it's like we literally let it ruin. The rest of our fucking day, night, whatever. And I think that's exactly what happened. So do you want to talk about what
really
happened?
No, it didn't ruin
because,
anything for me.
And also that, Luis is not a patient person. And I already, and even in the morning, like, he was just like, I don't know. I even told Fernando, I was like, ¿qué le hiciste? Like, I literally said in the morning, I was like, ¿qué pedo? Like, what happened? He's like, ay, yo no sé. And I'm like, también Fernando ya más o menos le da la bien a Luis. Because we already know that it's just, how he is, but do you want to talk about how you really feel?
And then fucking Santa Ana has winds overnight.
Oh, and I think is that why you're all so upset?
And
like it's our fault.
My dad was like, le dije, papá, vamos a bajar el espejo porque the winds are happening y se va a romper. Un espejo que hice, if you go back to my DIY ways,
but the winds didn't happen before you left.
Major fucking habían pasado winds. Who closed those umbrellas? I did, because before I left, había winds, and I had looked at the forecast, and it had said that there was going to be winds. And so I asked my dad, Papa, hay que bajar el espejo porque va a haber viento y se va a caer. And my dad was like, no, eso no se cae ni porque no sé qué, ni su puta madre. And then I get here, and the fucking thing fell, and they didn't pick it up. Like, they waited for me to fucking come and see todo el desmadre, and I had to pick it up. And then he's like, I pulled the recycling bin para tirarlo el espejo because it shattered. And he's like, no, ese no, usa el otro bote. And I was like, it's espejo. It goes in the recycling.
But he said this with an attitude, which, and, by the way, I heard, and I was like, ay, Luis.
And then I was like, because he always me contradice. He's always trying to contradecirme. And I sat there, I stood there, and I was like, let me read the fucking instructions on the recycling bin. And sure enough, ahí está. And I was like, aquí dice glass, y también está en español. You know, like, I'm already going to go pick it up. Why didn't you guys pick it up? I don't understand why didn't you guys pick it up.
First of all, I didn't even know, because the winds were so hard that you didn't hear. It was like the whole night.
You didn't hear the whole thing crack.
No, I swear to God, I didn't hear it. And even I asked my dad, I was like, se rompió? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, didn't you hear? Your room's like right there. He's like, I didn't hear it because the wind was like really strong.
Well, it's a 2 foot by 3 foot mirror or glass.
But it probably fell.
That is probably about a quarter inch thick. So the fact that you guys didn't hear it, then you guys should go check your fucking ears, because...
Also, I'm not here all day. So I literally get home at night and I don't know.
But anyways, welcome to the Real Insight. I feel like that episode of Real World when they say, watch what happens when da-da-da-da, stop being polite.
Find out what happens when people stop being polite. And start getting real. The real world.
You know, whatever, whatever. But anyway, so when...
So, moral of the story, be kind to each other and be kind to your siblings.
Yeah, be kind. And be... ¿Cómo? La palabra se me olvidó otra vez.
Mindful.
And be mindful of others, mm-hmm. Judith.
Luis,
from now on out, I'm going to park the car right at the end, at the entrance, and I'm not going to move it.
You do that sometimes.
I don't ever do that. Not before we go to sleep.
You have.
Well, I'm going to be doing that now moving forward.
Don't fucking threaten me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you. I'm promising you.
See how he is, you guys? Do you see what I have to deal with? Like, oh my God, you know, yo estaba descansando ahorita que se fue. Llegó, literal, llegó a cagar palo. That is who Luis is. Llegó a cagar palo. But aside from that.
No hagan pendejadas. That's it. Like, be mindful.
Are you hearing this?
Be mindful. Be mindful. That's all I ask for.
But if Luis does something, it's fucking perfectly fine. And dad and mom
it's
are like,
Z-I-G-way.
And mom and dad are like, ay, mijito de mi vida, and all that. And it's like, what the fuck?
No es cierto.
It's true.
It's not.
It's true.
It's not. But anyways, you have something actual to contribute to this episode?
Well, first of all, this episode was not even going to happen because Luis was in a fucking shit-ass mood. And I'm like, bro, like, let's talk about it, because I feel like just, I don't know. There was this like tension, and if you go back and hear in the beginning, now that you know, you're going to hear that I'm just like, because he's like, es que Luis es bien demanding a veces. So, but anyways.
What was that voice? Es que Luis es bien demanding. The hell was that?
Life is.
But
is
you know what though.
Right,
but you know what? I think this is the first episode where you don't say fight? No. Where you don't say like.
Well, because you're fucking pissed off.
So maybe we should be recording when we're pissed instead of when we're not.
You're so annoying. It's been.
Esto es la cruda casos realidad. Casos de la vida real. This is.
You need to put the song in here.
Queridos amigos, ¿Hasta dónde puede llegar una madre por amor a sus hijos? Porque al darles la vida, pues, tenemos la responsabilidad de amar, de guiar y de sostener a los hijos siempre. Porque el desamparo de los hijos nos duele mucho más que nada. Por eso es bueno prevenir y darles un futuro. Enseñarles a luchar, a vivir con ánimos y alegría.
I know. Don't tell me what to do. I'm the creative person. Maybe you should edit. And
well, maybe because maybe I have you a job and I don't have that much time like you. Fucking your little projects and shit.
No, no. Well,
I'm kidding.
Listen, these little projects are going to get sponsored. And when I do have a fucking series, I'm going to be like, I would like to thank not my fucking family because they never believed.
It's not even that, Luis. You always say that. You and Ricardo say, I hate when they both say this. Nobody believes in them. Nobody fucking has their back.
I mean, we just had an episode. Wait, listen,
Linda. Nobody has their back, right? But I'm gonna go ahead and fucking say something right now. Where,
oh my God.
Where out of the three of us, if I have an idea for a project, and I don't know if this is because my parents think that I'm capable to do it on my own. I don't know what the fuck, but I don't know. This is why I asked them for their help. But if I have an idea, automatically it's kind of like they hear it and then they're like, okay. But when it's Luis and Ricardo, dad's like, what can I do to help you? What can I hand over to you to fucking make this happen? And as you guys seen in the videos for DIY Way, my dad is already contributing and doing shit with Luis that I wish I had, like, hey, dad, how can I, you know? But I fucking don't, because maybe I don't know. So I hate when they both say that, because it's like, out of the three, they get the most support from our parents in the sense that, like, they fucking help them. And I hate that you say that, because my dad has helped you so much. And
I think because, you know why? Because you're so decidiosa. You don't even, like...
But you are too. You've
si
had
yo
so
decido,
many things.
Si yo decido voy a hacer algo, agarro y lo hago. Me vale madres if I fail, if it doesn't work, I just go and do it. Tú no. You start thinking about it, you start doubting yourself, and you start... should I do this? Should I do, like, you're very doubtful of yourself. So you want people to start believing in you, then just go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter if you fail. And that's exactly what I tell everybody that comes and asks for advice
about
a negocio.
Well, I want to be a stripper, Luis.
Well, then fucking do it. Go strip. Do it.
But that's another thing, everyone.
That's another episode?
That's another fucking... trauma. I'm just kidding. No, it's not a trauma, but I hate that that's what it is, because I feel like, you know, if I were to ask my dad, hey dad, can I fucking...
Because you're so indecisa. You're so indecisa, Juli. You are so undecisive.
I think it's, indecisive. I think it's also mainly the pressure that you and Ricardo put on me. I mean, I...
What pressure? I never put any pressure on you.
No, I know you don't like it. Like,
I'm always there to like...
No, I know that, but I'm saying the pressure that I feel that, like... Even when, remember the time that I went to this bar and your friend saw me and she was like, oh, you're Lisa's sister. Oh my God, such a child. Blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, hey, what do you do? And I was like, bitch.
Well, that's something that you have to work on yourself. Like, that's
but I'm cool with, like, I went to school. I like school. I fucking love school. I'm
exactly.
And but I feel like sometimes.
Neither one of us has a degree and you do.
So sometimes I feel like it's just that little, like, ¿y tú qué pedo? You know, and I'm just like, well, you guys, I do a lot of shit too, you know, like, I'm a very patient person.
So are you feeling left behind?
I don't think I'm not feeling left behind. I think that sometimes I feel like, because you guys are just so badass, like, and I'm being genuinely like, you know, you guys are just so fucking amazing that sometimes it makes me feel like,
listen,
especially that time, I was like, what do I do? Well, I'm fucking the one that fucking picks up the pieces, and when they fucking fight, I'm the fucking therapist of the house. I'm like, what do you fucking mean? What do I do?
I do everything.
I know, shit.
So, we just had an episode, our last episode, talking about the importance of words. And I think that maybe when we're upset, we say things that we don't mean, but that are very mean. And so I think Fernando on the trip was like, pues tú ahí nada más te pones a hacer tus manualidades. And I was like, manualidades? Really? Like, first of all, even if they are manualidades, like, people live off of manualidades. So I think that that's very condescending. And I told them, and he was like, well, that's not what I meant. And I'm like, well, what the fuck did you mean?
And then they fought. See, that's another reason why he was pissed.
We didn't fight. We just fucked each other up. No, but then you right now saying that too, it's like, wait, was like, if there's a reason why I'm living here at home, is because I want to pursue this DIY at least for a year to see where it goes. If it doesn't go anywhere, then I'm going to go and find myself a job. And actually, I was actually interviewed by, and I hate fucking saying this. I hate saying this fucking name because I hate that bitch.
Oh,
Adriana's Insurance. I fucking hate her because I feel like she takes advantage of the Latino community for her own fucking benefit. But guess what? I had a job interview with her for social, to manage her social media, because guess what? I know a thing or two about social media.
Shout out Adriana's Insurance. He's not taking the job.
So, you know, one of the things that I was like, fuck, what if I do end up fucking working for Adriana's Insurance because of XYZ, whatever. And so when I interviewed with them, they were like, how much are you requesting per hour? And I was like, $45 to $55 an hour for social media. And of course, they sent me an email that says, thanks, but no thanks, because they probably can't afford that. Or they don't. They can afford that. They just wish to fucking lowball their employees and their fucking people. And that's what Adriana's Insurance is. So when I fucking interviewed with them, the guy who interviewed me, HR, was like, oh my God, you're the best. You're great. You're this, you're that. How soon can you start? Like, he was asking all the right questions of somebody who was like, I like this person. Yeah. This person is a good fit. He understands that, 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 that. And then they said that they would contact me by Friday of last week. And so they hadn't. So I was like, okay, they're trying to figure out how to afford to pay me the $45 to $55, whatever, right? Because he also said that he was going to send it to the marketing department because he recorded my interview, and that the final say lo iba a tener la señora Adriana. And and so during that week, I was thinking about this and I was like, fuck, I am very resentful that sometimes my family doesn't understand the concepts or the things that I'm doing. So for example, when I started working at the radio station, I was 16 years old and I was making fucking less than minimum wage. And
don't cry.
No, I'm not gonna cry. And my dad wasn't liking the fact that I was going to leave working at Disneyland, getting paid higher than and now going to a radio station in Los Angeles, which I had to drive and ponerle millas al carro y la chingada. That was a whole ass thing. But my dad didn't understand, like, hey, listen, I know that I'm going to get paid less, pero it's going to help me ultimately in my future. He did not understand that. And so obviously I had a lot of resentment because they don't understand. But then I tried to also understand the fact that crecieron en México, and all they learned how to do and the concept that they have is el que trabaja duro, le echa ganas, is going to be successful. And so the fact now that I'm working using my phone, social media, at home, haciendo quote-unquote manualidades, and I'm doing air quote, they don't fucking understand. And so I try to be as understanding of the fact that, because if I didn't have that radio station job, I would have not ended up being or working at corporate agencies, etc., etc., and getting paid what I did. And so one of the things that I told my sister was like, if they give me this Adriana's Insurance, al primer que voy a registrar para que agarre la aseguranza is going to be my dad. And my sister was like, wey, cálmate, no seas mamón. Because a veces sí me cala eso. And so right now when I told my dad, I was like, hey, guess what? I think I'm going to get hired for Adriana's Insurance. And no. What did he say? He was going to go talk to your insurance broker.
Oh, yeah.
To get a lower rate. And I was like, why don't you go with Adriana's Insurance? And he was like, ay, no, pinche aseguranza no sirve para ni madres. And I was like, pues bueno, tú quieres que trabaje, ¿no? Pues me van a contratar. Y a ellos les encanta abusar de la comunidad latina. Y así como tú quieres que yo trabaje y deje de hacer mis manualidades, pues ¿qué crees? Al primero que voy a enganchar va a ser a ti. And he didn't say a single damn thing.
Because it's the way you also say it. It's like you, just at least could be a lot.
Well, because las palabras a veces duelen. And it's how you say it, not how you say it, but what the kind of words that you say. So again,
it's also the attitude, Luis.
Because also, again, I feel like they expect a lot more from Judy than me because we are the soltero ones with no kids.
So am I.
But that's what I said. Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Listen to what I'm saying. This is why I get upset at you. I just said. I feel like they expect more from you and I because we are the ones with no kids. And because Ricardo is the one that has kids, y tiene compromiso, pues ya es punto y aparte. And I've said this to my parents. I'm like, listen, cuando ustedes estén viejos, a mí no me pidan que les ayude because I'm not. Pídele a Ricardo que te ayude. Or are you not going to ask him for help because he now has kids and a family? And that's where I think it's not fair. But anyways.
He's pissed.
Any recommendations?
After we hang up the phone, we're gonna fucking fight each other. And we wish we could record it, but we're not. It's gonna be bloody.
Stupid, cállate, mensa.
But no, I think it's just, yeah, you're right. The way that we say things, the way that we, you know, contribute to each other's lives, and obviously watch what you say. But sometimes we could be pretty crucial with each other and
crucial.
Yeah, like fucked up. Like it could be.
I don't think that's what crucial means.
Brutal. Sorry. Brutal. I was thinking brutal. Yeah, you're right. See? He's a fucking bitch.
I mean, what? Do you want me to. ¿Quieres que te deje ver como completa idiota?
We could be very brutal with each other. And so it's like, this is just, I mean, this is who we are. And this is also what also I think makes us strong because Luis is brutally fucking honest. Like, he's a bitch. And I'm like over here like, wait, calm down. Like, it's not my fault about the car situation. It's not my fault. Que fucking, you know, you're not patient. Y se te acaba el mundo because, etc. But yes, like, I think we need to watch what we say because things can be very hurtful. And especially right now, like, that, you know, things happen. And sometimes we don't communicate what happens and etc. But it's just,
as much as we do communicate with each other, there obviously communication can also improve, I think, at times. Pero obviamente, tú sabes que yo te quiero un chingo.
Yo no.
Hija de tu pinche madre.
No, and that's why I love you guys too, and I love you too, and I would tell this to my friends all the time. I fucking adore you guys, and I could not see us ever fighting because I have no idea what the fuck I would do without Luis, with what I would do without Ricardo, with, you know, like
I can.
Like, it's just, it's us, and I cannot ever think to feel don't have my siblings anymore. So yes, watch what you tell your siblings. Watch how you speak to them. Watch how you just communicate things because, si a veces se dicen las cosas y no las piensas, and you're just like, well, fuck you. And then, like, one time Rick was like, hija de tu puta madre to me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like,
yeah, he went all fucking Ecatepec on you.
Yeah, and I was like, like, I literally fucking was so confused because, one, he has never said, well, cursed in Spanish.
This is why I say cursing in Spanish duele más.
Two, like, I literally just didn't want to help him put something in his car, and that's why he said that to me. So, it's fucking insane that sometimes you say things that you don't realize in the moment. But then you go back and you're like, oh shit, like this morning, right now, I'm glad that we had this talk because he was being a bitch in the morning. And I was like, I have no fucking, like, yo que pedo. And aside from that, like, his in-laws wanted huevos and I was making huevos. So I, you know, gladly made them. But he comes up to me, he's like, fucking do yours and then I'll do the rest. And I'm like, bro, like, relájate, I'll do them, I'm already here. But I think this just, that's the way that we sometimes are and we don't realize it. And if, you know, if yesterday fucking ruined your life, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing right now about the car situation. But like, bro, what was that?
We need our own reality. We need our own Housewives of OC. No, we're gonna be like,
not even Housewives.
We're gonna be Hermanables of Santa Ana.
Yeah, but anyways, I have to pick up my mother from work and
well, this was fun.
And yeah, anyways, but
follow us on TikTok at Diagüe_Diagüe. And also, I have these new mezcaleros. Check them out. They are cute AF and they're available on my website. Go watch the TurboTax video on YouTube. And if you want to see all the bad reviews and comments, go to TurboTax TikTok.
Someone leave him a good review so that his day can get better. Please.
Shut up.
Just somebody.
All right, ya vete. Ya vete. Me alzas. Bye.